I think that's one of those issues that you can figure out how you can help somewhat, you know. And we've seen in the past in the welfare issue where when you stop paying for babies, people stopped having babies. Mm-hmm. So you have to look at the legislation and what it does and who it helps and the long-term look at it. And I would suspect some sort of a compromise would come out of it.
Mm-hmm. Dick Batchelor, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, first of all, I hope they do it. And secondly, I think, you know, the bone of contention really is I think there's consensus on both sides to do it, but the Republicans want it paid for rather than just building in the existing budget. So that's the bone of contention, and whether or not they can reach some kind of agreement to fund it out of other resources or not. But I think in the end they'll do it, because I think this is one of those issues, while it only affects, quote, 1.3 million people, just the way it's perceived as trying to help somebody who's unemployed, and these are people who've been unemployed, you know, for up to 27 weeks.
Mm-hmm. What about the measure being taken up by the House? Lou Friday, you know, House Speaker John Boehner is calling for job creation initiatives and funding for the extension before he'll take it up. Do you think this is likely?
I think it's going to be a much more difficult process in the House. And I'm not so sure where they're going to come down yet. I don't think they know where they're going to come down yet. One of the things that hopefully is going to come out of the debt ceiling issue and those things as they face them is they're going to have to prioritize. I mean, we're probably going to be talking about a whole bunch of things today that aren't going to ever become law but will be talked about, like, you know, okay, what are we going to do about immigration and where is that going to go? And how much of our political capital are we going to spend on that? Or are we just going to say, hey, that's just a Florida issue or a California issue and we're not going to waste any time on it because you got the two branches, the House and the Senate, go still not anywhere near agreement on that. And where's Rubio?
Mm-hmm. But, and I think what you'll see, too, and you can tie these issues together, I think it appears that Speaker Boehner, when he pushed back against the Tea Party and moved ahead last time, he's basically found some footing with his Republican caucus. And I think what he will do is try to resolve this issue with or without additional funding. But then I think he'll move on to immigration, because now he's talking about doing piecemeal immigration, something that Lou had suggested that might happen a year ago. So it looks like the Republican Party and the Republican leadership is reading the tea leaves and the polls and saying on this work issues, minimum wage, those kind of issues, we need to be perceived more as for the working person, and on immigration, we've got to move on immigration, even if we don't come up with an omnibus bill, but something that's piecemeal.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lou Fry, you brought up Marco Rubio. Where's he? I mean, he's called for reform measures for poverty and saying they should be passed on to the states as opposed to the federal government. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's not a new idea.
Exactly.
You always get somebody else to pay for your deal. It's pretty good. I think Marco has decided that that issue isn't one that he really wants to ride for a long time. And he jumped off it pretty quickly into the healthcare areas and that. And I think he's probably right that you know, he's looking down the line at 2016. And so when you're doing that, instead of running for office like all the members of the House are doing, you got a lot more pressure on you as a House member than you do as a Senate member, because people won't remember your name. I mean, more or less how you voted.
Mm-hmm. And Rubio gave a speech on the 50th anniversary of the War on Poverty launched by LBJ, again, 50 years ago, and taking a position that really doesn't work. We have to do other things, but there's no fill in the blanks. What other things are you talking about? And it's hard to set aside issues like, one, you know, extending the unemployment benefits to those who have been employed for 27 weeks and actively looking. Number two, do you support the president in his minimum wage going from $7 and what a quarter, I think it is, or $7.50 to $10.10 an hour? How do you push back? Again, philosophically, where do you come down? It's one thing to give a speech to say the war on poverty has not been successful. We need to do more. But what is the more? Fill in the blanks. And that's where I think you have both sides all having a difficult time filling in the blanks. What is it we can do substantively?
Mm-hmm. You know, then you said something, Dick, too. I really hadn't focused that much on it. Boehner really is one of the few people who came out of this in better shape than he went into it.
I agree.
Which, you know, he looked like he's dead and out and everything, but he's resourceful. He's bounced back. And I think if there's a legitimate deal to make, he'll work on it.